33, Moses gathers the tribes around him and blesses all of the tribes. And I'm not going to have time to go into that at all, other than to call attention to it. We read here, chapter 33, verse 1, and this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he began with Reuben, he said, verse 6, let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few. Then he keeps going all around, and we find verse 8, and of Levi said, let thy Thummim and thy Urim be with the Holy One whom thou didst prove at Massah, with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah. The nation will be blessed through Levi. And you find as you go on down that Joseph would be a great blessing to his brethren, Ephraim and Manasseh, two tribes, you see. And we find here as you go through this passage that which was said concerning these different tribes came true. Very interesting one is verse 24. And of Asher he said, let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. Let him dip his foot in oil. It's quite interesting that the oil pipeline that came through that land years ago came in through the tribe of Asher. In fact, it came that into the northern part of the kingdom. And probably again that pipeline will be open. And then verse 29, happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency, and thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. Oh, if these people had only obeyed God. Now you have at verse 5, the death of Moses. The question arises, did Moses write his own death? He could have. Been a very simple thing. I've had several funerals of individuals where they wrote out the entire funeral service, told all about it, and they surely did it before they died. But a great many believe that this is part of the book of Joshua. After all, there was not the book divisions that we have today. In the beginning, there were scrolls, and one scroll was just put right on top of another, so that the break here could be explained that way. But we read now verse 5, so Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab over against Beth Peor. But no man knoweth of his sepulcher unto this day. And you ask me why? Well, because of the fact that Moses is to be raised and brought into that land and will appear with the Lord Jesus Christ. The law couldn't bring him in, but the Lord Jesus brought him into the land. And we find here that the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days, so the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And we'll pick up actually there for the book of Joshua next time.